14강 유형 기출 맛보기
The graph above shows the Canadian volunteer rates and average annual hours of 7 age groups in 2007. In these groups, the volunteer rates ranged from 29% to 58%, and the Canadian average rate was 46%. The average annual hours increased with age except for the group aged between 25 and 34, which volunteered an average of 133 hours. The 15 to 24 age group showed the highest volunteer rate, but the second fewest average annual hours. Despite their lowest rate of volunteering, seniors aged 75 and older gave more hours on average than any other age group. Read and apply.
Become a member of the Natural History Museum. Do you enjoy visiting the Natural History Museum? By becoming a member, you can enjoy exclusive benefits throughout the year while helping to keep the museum running. Membership benefits. Free admission to the museum all year round. Exclusive emails with advance information on special events and offers. Access to the members-only dining room. Special discounts on parking and museum gift shop items. There are two different membership categories. Individual, $100. Half-price admission to all special exhibits. Free subscription to the monthly newsletter. Family Dual, $180. Membership for two adults and the member's children. Same benefits of an individual membership, plus access to members-only kids' events. Notice, memberships cannot be refunded or transferred. For more details, please visit our website, www.nhmuseum.org.
Actual reading. 1. In the above chart, statistics for the number of viewers of Korean films and foreign films, as well as the total number of viewers of all films, are given for the year 2011. The chart shows that there were more viewers of foreign films than Korean films between May and July. Compared to April, the number of viewers in July increased for both Korean films and foreign films. The total number of viewers were lowest in April and highest in August. The difference between the number of viewers of Korean films and foreign films was largest in August.
Two. The above graph shows the total number of people and the number of youths who were unemployed each year from 2004 to 2011. The total number of unemployed people was greatest in the year 2010, although it did not reach a million. From 2004 to 2008, the number of unemployed youth showed a gradual but steady decline. From 2009 to 2010, the total number of unemployed people increased, but the number of unemployed youth decreased during the same period. The most dramatic increase in the total number of unemployed people occurred between 2008 and 2009.
Three. The graph above shows levels of education attained by the American population since 1940. In 1940, just 10% of the adult population had any education beyond high school. But 30 years later, that figure had risen to 21%, and by 2009, more than half of the population had continued their education after high school. Over the same period, the percentage of the adult population without a high school diploma dropped from 76% in 1940 to less than 14% in 2009, while the number of adults who had graduated from high school but never attended college rose steadily until 1990. It then began to go down.